Daydreamers, you're listening to STEAM Daydream with National Children's Museum. Each month, kids just like you will interview STEAM innovators for answers to their biggest questions. National Children's Museum's mission is to inspire kids to care about and change the world. And we encourage all kids to dream through the lens of STEAM.
Sit, Rover, sit. No, put down your toy. Sit. No. Rover, sit, not bark. Let's try one more time. Sit. Aw, Rover, get back here.
Xavier, what are you doing at the park today?
Hey, AJ, this is my dog, Rover. I'm trying to train him to sit. And maybe once he learns to sit, I can teach him all kinds of tricks, like how to stay, roll over, fetch, shoot hoops, play video games with me, and do my math homework.
Whoa! You're going to train him to do all of that?
Yeah, but first, I just need to teach him how to sit. No matter what I do, it just doesn't seem to work.
Well, Rover might be distracted. We're right next to the playground with all the other animals and kids running around. It's going to be hard to get him to pay attention. Sometimes when there's a lot going on around us, it can be hard to focus.
Yeah, I definitely know what that's like. Sometimes I'm trying to do my homework, but I keep getting distracted and stressed out.
Let's go over by your family. It looks like it's a little quieter over there. Okay, this is a good spot. Do you hear how quiet it is?
Yeah, all I can hear is the sound of wind in the trees.
Exactly. It should be a lot easier for Rover to focus.
I'm going to try it again. Rover, sit! Look, AJ, he did it! Good job, Rover!
Great job! Our brains can be just like Rover's. When our mind wanders from one thing to the next, that makes us distracted and sometimes it can be overwhelming. But we can learn to train our minds to focus and calm down, just like you're training Rover.
Really?
Yeah, it's called meditation. Meditation is a practice that helps you calm down your mind and your body, especially when you have a lot going on, like the first day of school or a challenging homework assignment. It can be done in many different ways and has been practiced for thousands of years all over the world. Today, on STEAM Daydream, Xavier will talk to Mariam Abdullah, developmental psychologist and parenting program director at the Greater Good Science Center, and learn all about how mindfulness and meditation can help kids be happier and healthier. Then, we'll try it out for ourselves. We'll follow a guided meditation from our friends at Inner Explorer, a nonprofit organization providing daily K-12 mindfulness lessons to students, teachers, and families. This organization serves almost 2 million students all over the U.S., and today you can follow along to their meditation right at home in both English and Spanish. Pay special attention to how you feel before, during, and after the meditation to experience the science of mindfulness at work. Xavier, take it away.
Hi, I'm Mariam Abdullah. I'm the Parenting Program Director at the Greater Good Science Center based out of UC Berkeley.
Ms. Abdullah, I read that in your bio. You're a child psychologist. Why'd you choose to be a psychologist?
Yeah, I'm happy to share that, Xavier. You know, psychologists are a kind of scientist, and psychologists study the ways people think, so their minds, why people do what they do, their behavior, and also their feelings or their emotions. And they try to understand the relationships between all of those things. So how their thinking is related to what they're doing and how it's related to the way they're feeling. And a child psychologist is somebody who's curious about how kids develop in their thinking, in their feeling, and in the way they do the things that they do. And for me, I've always really been curious about kids. And I think studying psychology was really natural for me.
I imagine that you're pretty busy because when the pandemic hit, people started quarantining, and now the families are spending a whole bunch of time together. Now, sometimes kids have mood swings and parents have mood swings because they're spending so much time together. How does that pandemic affect kids' mindfulness?
Yeah, you know, this is a really great question, Xavier. I have a kindergartner at home, and so he's doing school from home. He's a kindergartner, so this is his first like real school experience because he was in preschool before. And even for older kids, like being away from school, from your friends, from your teachers, and just like the normal routine of waking up, going to school, playing outside during recess and learning new things and then coming home and having dinner, like our patterns and our routines have shifted a lot. So I think for kids, the pandemic has turned their world upside down like a lot of people. And I think it kind of shows you that routines are really important. Having a routine, being able to do what you do every day. On the other hand, it's also maybe made kids more aware about science. Like, what are viruses? How do people who study viruses help us be healthy? So I think those are things that might be, although there's been a lot of hardship, this could be one thing that kids from this past year can carry forward with them, is their curiosity about science and how can they help other people with all the knowledge that they get from asking questions using science.
What is mindfulness, and is it the same thing as meditation?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. So the way we think about mindfulness, it means to pay attention on purpose in a gentle way. And by a gentle way, I mean you're being open and curious about what you're noticing, rather than saying, oh, this is something good or this is something bad. So what you're paying attention to are your thoughts, how your feelings, even your body sensations, and what's around you in the environment. So that's what mindfulness is, paying attention on purpose in a gentle way. Meditation is actually something that you do to try to get more experience being mindful. So there's different ways of meditating. Some meditations guide you to pay attention to your breathing, and other meditations help you pay attention to your body sensations.
You mentioned that mindfulness is kind of important to kids. So can you explain to me how is it important to them?
Yeah, sometimes like our games or our TV shows or things that we can watch on our phones are sort of where we spend a lot of time on. And it sometimes mindfulness helps us to notice things apart from TV shows or video games. And that can really help kids because it gives them another strategy to help them with big feelings sometimes, or sometimes like when we're having a hard time paying attention to things we have to do in school, mindfulness can help kids sort of practice paying attention. And the more you practice something, the stronger you get at it. So one of the things that mindfulness helps with is helping us to be more healthy. I think what's really important about mindfulness is that there's a lot of research that's showing that it can help you handle stress or really big emotions. It can help you feel more connected to other people. So there's a lot of health benefits and relationship benefits to practicing mindfulness, and those are both good things for kids.
Wow. Now that you mention it, how can us kids practice it?
Yeah, you know, there's lots of different ways to practice mindfulness. Another way of practicing mindfulness meditation is doing something called loving kindness meditation. And with a loving kindness meditation, what you're doing is you're practicing sending kind thoughts to yourself, to people you love, people that you don't know very well, and even to the people sometimes that you might have a hard time getting along with, and then all beings everywhere. So, for example, with a loving kindness meditation, you would pick three wishes that you want to use for the meditation. So, for example, it could be something like, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be calm. And at first, you say those wishes for yourself. May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I be calm? And then maybe you'll think of a loved one that you really love, like, you know, maybe your mom. May my mom be happy. May my mom be healthy. May my mom be calm. And then maybe you say that for your neighbor. And then maybe you say that for someone that you're having a hard time getting along with at school. And then you end by saying, may all beings everywhere be happy, just like me. May all beings everywhere be healthy, just like me. May all beings everywhere be calm, just like me. And in that way, it helps you build connection and empathy and kindness for yourself and for other people.
Wow. That's very interesting. And I bet it has a lot of science behind it. What is the science behind mindfulness?
The science behind mindfulness, Xavier, is growing. You know, we're still learning a lot, and there's so much to know about the brain and what happens when people are practicing mindfulness. But as I mentioned before, with mindfulness research, scientists are finding that it helps with stress. It helps with noticing more positive emotions. And when you're having big emotions, how to help handle those big emotions. I think other things that are becoming more well known is, how does mindfulness change things in our brain, different structures or connections? Scientists have taken pictures of people's brains using equipment like MRI scanners. And what they're finding is, certain structures will actually get bigger, like different parts of the brain get thicker, depending on whether they've practiced mindfulness or meditation for a number of weeks. So there's actually physical changes that scientists are seeing happening in the brain when people become more mindful. And in that way, too, it helps us know that there are things that we can do to help our brain become more healthy.
Now that I think about it, when I meditate, what happens in my body? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a great question too. So what's happening in your body when you're meditating, oftentimes there's just sort of a calming effect. Sort of your heart rate slows, your breathing slows, and you're giving your body a chance to practice being calm for a little bit. That just helps all our systems. Sometimes when we're even young kids are go, 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 having moments where our bodies can just be still for a little bit really helps our hearts and our minds and our relationships. Like you said before, especially with the pandemic, there's a lot of kids that are getting frustrated, and a lot of times that parents are getting frustrated. And when that happens at the same time, then taking a moment to maybe either separately or together, if that feels right, can really help with parents and kids' relationships.
So National Children's Museum mission is to inspire kids to care about and change the world. So how do you change the world?
Yeah, you know, Xavier, in my work at the Greater Good Science Center, we have a similar kind of mission. And our mission is to use science to help people better understand how to be more compassionate, how to have more empathy, and how to care about each other more. So what I do at the Greater Good Science Center is I try to share out what scientists are learning. So so that people who aren't scientists can benefit from that learning, especially parents and families. And especially during the pandemic, it's been really hard for parents and families. So I try to write articles for our online magazine so that they can learn about some tips and strategies that they can use to help their families get along better, and not just within their families, but beyond their families, their neighborhoods, their city, their world.
That is really crazy. I mean, you are out here really changing the world to make it better.
Well, you know what, Xavier? I think you are too. I think what you're doing is super amazing. And I loved having this conversation with you.
Thanks, Xavier. Now it's time for you to participate in a guided meditation with Inner Explorer. This nonprofit creates mindfulness exercises that are backed by science and used in schools all over the country. Stay tuned to hear the meditation in both English and Spanish.
Hello, my name is Miss Moses, and I'm happy to be here today to practice being mindful. Being mindful just means paying close attention. This program helps us to be more mindful of ourselves, others, and our environment. So now, closing your eyes, placing your hands on your heart, and repeating after me, I have the power to make wise choices. And listening to the wind chimes for our adventure to begin. For our practice today, we're going to learn to do the shark fin. The shark fin will help remind you to pause and take some slow and deep breaths. The shark fin practice is like a signal to remind us of the five S's of practice. To sit up straight, to sit still, to sit silently, to breathe softly, and with your eyes shut. So let's learn how to do the shark fin together. Opening your eyes for a moment. Placing your thumb on your forehead with your fingers pointing up. You can use either your right hand or your left hand, whichever you want. Once your thumb is on your forehead, moving your hand down the middle of your face in front of your nose. Closing your eyes and saying, shh, as your hand moves down. Did everyone get it? Let's try again, just to be sure. Putting the side of your hand on the top of your head with your thumb on your forehead. Now, move your hand down the middle of your face, in front of your nose. Close your eyes and say, when we are finished doing the shark fin, we are sitting straight, still, silently, breathing softly with our eyes shut. Notice how that feels. Now, keeping your eyes closed and breathing in and breathing out. In and out. One more time. Breathe in and out. You can practice shark fin anytime you want. Now, opening your eyes and sing the exploring song together.
When I look up, I see the whole world shine. When I look down, I feel the earth as mine. When I look out, I touch everything. When I look in, I can hear my heart sing. When I look up, I see the whole world shine. When I look down, I feel the earth as mine. When I look out, I touch everything. When I look in, I can hear my heart sing.
It's fun exploring with you.
Hola amigos, soy Edgar. Y estoy muy contento de explorar contigo. Como ya aprendiste, empezamos cada lección con la sonaja del viento, para que sepas que ya estamos listos para comenzar nuestra exploración. Es una señal diciéndote que es tiempo para poner mucha atención a lo que está ocurriendo dentro de ti. Empezamos por cerrar los ojos y escuchemos el sonido de la lluvia. Una de las razones más importantes que practicamos Inner Explorer es porque cuando pongamos atención a lo que está ocurriendo dentro de ti, haces mejores decisiones. Cuando practicas haciendo la aleta del tiburón, vas a recordar detenerte y tomar unas respiraciones lentas y profundas. La práctica de la aleta del tiburón es una señal para acordarnos que sentarnos rectos, quietos y callados, respirando en silencio con los ojos cerrados. Entonces, vamos a aprender a hacer la aleta del tiburón. Vas a usar solo una mano. Puedes usar la mano derecha o izquierda, como quieras, poniendo nuestro dedo gordo en el centro de nuestra frente y los demás dedos hacia arriba. Cerrando los ojos, deslizamos nuestra mano hacia abajo por el centro de tu nariz, haciendo shh. Cuando termines de hacer la aleta del tiburón, estaremos sentados, derechitos, quietos y en silencio, respirando lentamente, con tus ojos cerrados. Fíjate cómo te sientes, sentándonos derechos, quietos y callados, respirando en silencio con los ojos cerrados, respirando adentro y afuera. Inhala y exhala. Inhala y exhala. Y ahora, poniendo la mano sobre el corazón, repite conmigo. Yo puedo tomar buenas decisiones. Una vez más, yo puedo tomar buenas decisiones. Una de las cosas mejores de practicar Inner Explorer es que te puede ayudar cuando las cosas son difíciles. Poniendo atención a lo que está ocurriendo dentro de ti, puedes tomar mejores decisiones cuando te sientes triste, enojado, desilusionado o confundido. Y ahora, poniendo la mano sobre tu corazón y repite, yo puedo tomar buenas decisiones. Manteniendo la mano sobre el corazón. Otra vez, repite, yo puedo tomar buenas decisiones. Puedes usar Inner Explorer aquí en la escuela, en el patio, en el jardín, donde vives o en cualquier lugar. Ahora, tomamos unas respiraciones más. Respirando adentro y afuera. Adentro y afuera. Adentro y afuera. Ahora, manteniendo los ojos cerrados y respirando adentro y afuera. Inhala y exhala. Una vez más, inhala y exhala. Tú puedes practicar haciendo la aleta del tiburón en cualquier momento que quieras. Es divertido practicar Inner Explorer contigo, escuchando ahora para el sonido de la sonaja del viento. Cuando estés listo, abre tus ojos.
That's all for this week, Dreamers. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and check out our website, nationalchildrensmuseum.org, to find STEAM videos, programs, and resources to keep your curiosity sparked all month long. If you have a question about trees, the environment, or Earth Day, we want to hear from you. Click on the link in the show notes to record your question and be sure to begin the recording with your name, age, city, and state. Take care, dreamers. STEAM Daydream with National Children's Museum is generously sponsored by GEICO, with supporting sponsorship provided by the Akamai Foundation. Narrated by AJ Calvert and produced by Aubrey Vaughn, with additional production by Maddie Zampanti of Conceptual Podcasting.